Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Before we get to that audio clip, Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Greg Brown from Detroit says, forecast not great here. Fingers crossed Pirates and Tigers play tonight. If not, a chance Andrew Filippone gets his wish tomorrow. Skeens versus Scooble. Yes. I want to be entertained. I want to watch the best pitcher in the National League take on the best pitcher in the American League in something that's not an exhibition game in July where it doesn't count in the standings and they only throw about 25 pitches. And the Pirates had that chance to have Skeens go against Scooble tonight if they had merely pitched Skeens on regular rest. So that is my wish, and that's the wish of baseball fans. If you love baseball, I do love baseball, even though there are things about the sport and obviously the team here at times that drive me absolutely up a wall. But I still love baseball at its core, and that would excite me very much to have a game to watch tomorrow. Best on best, Scooble versus Skeens. And the Pirates will probably lose 1-0, and Skeens will pitch a complete game, would be my guess. Malzy is off today. I think I failed to mention that at the start of the show. My bad. He's on vacation. So is Donnie in Delaware with his dad. His dad drinking massive amounts of Foster's beer, which I discovered was still a thing. I thought they stopped making that because it was gross, but apparently not. Speaking of vacations, as a quick side tangent here, sidebar, I am leaving for Myrtle Beach on Saturday, and we're driving. So it's me, my wife Amanda, and our daughter Stella, and we're driving to Myrtle Beach. Now, I think Amanda looked at it on Waze, and it said 8 hours and change. There's no way we're going to be able to do it in 8 hours because we have a girl that turns 2 next month. And so if anybody has any advice on how to make an interminable drive like that easier when you have a child that's entering the terrible 2 stage of life, thank you very much for any advice you can pass along here, either on the text line, phone line, or in our YouTube comments, because I just don't know how to play this. Have you made the drive to Myrtle Beach before with the fam?
So I haven't. I was going to say me and my friends have planned a trip to Virginia Beach in August, and we were trying to figure out,
yeah, but you guys are all
or
in your 20s and stuff. This is not even apples to apples at all.
Well, driving 8 hours is no picnic for anybody.
Now, yes, this is as far away from a picnic as you can get when you have a kid that's so little.
Now, again, I'm not a parent, so this could be a stupid question, but could she not sleep during the drive, or is that not possible?
I mean, theoretically, she could take a nap in at some point, but she's too old to just nap all 8 hours now.
Right.
We're leaving at, I think, 7 o'clock in the morning. She's not going to sleep from 7 a.m. all the way through.
What if you left and drove overnight when she would normally be sleeping?
We're not doing that. I mean,
you could.
No, we can't because of some scheduling things. So that's the time we have to leave, is in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, man, that's, well, so do you think?
Yeah, you're not helping. You are pointing out that I have a problem. That's all you're doing. I already am aware of that. You're not making it any worse. You're just reinforcing the nightmarish journey that we're about to undertake.
Well, I gave you a solution. You said it's not possible. So now I'm also at a loss.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be very well behaved and just hang out in the
back.
It's
8 hours, man. She gets fussy sometimes on half hour car rides.
This might be a grin and bear it situation and just have the vision of the beach at the end.
And just listen to her cry and complain and scream. Ah, yes, just grin and bear it. Listen to your kid in agony for 9 hours. Just, yeah, put up with it.
Why do you ask for my input if you just tear it down?
I thought maybe, hey, I remember I have a younger brother. We went to Myrtle Beach once. I was taken a shot. I clearly missed. I knew before the show about family vacations in the DiTommaso household.
Well,
I tried to
show you that we're in similar situations
but
this summer.
But we're not at all. The situations have nothing in common with each other. Grown-ass men driving on a road trip that has nothing in common with parents and a little kid going on a trip.
But driving 8 hours is not easy for anybody now, but you are in a much tougher spot.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I already knew that. Thank you for pointing out the obvious. 412-928-9370 if you want to help me on this front. We heard a clip from Kenny Pickett when he first got to Browns OTAs talking about how much better it was being in Philly than Pittsburgh. And that was another one of those lines that he crossed with Steelers fans that ticked them off, because when he does that, the reaction is, well, you stunk here, so who are you to now second guess the Steelers' way of doing things? If you had played better, maybe you wouldn't be having this conversation right now from Cleveland and being on your third team in 4 years. The reports, and there has been more headlines, ink spilled, oxygen wasted on mini camp throws in Cleveland than any mini camp in the entire history of football, because of the quarterback derby that they have there with Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, there's a lot of intrigue with Sanders because of where he got drafted so late. And Kenny, according to the people that cover the Browns, is getting first team reps all the time. He's the guy that they put out there with the starters the most. But this is, I'm getting to a relevant point soon enough. Just bear with me for one more second. The reports from people covering Browns practice are the opposite of what the Kabbalis of the world are saying about Mason Rudolph right now, that he looks, quote, unremarkable, is what was in The Athletic. That Pickett looks incredibly pedestrian, incredibly average, looks like your boilerplate backup quarterback, basically. And that's how he played for the Steelers, other than in clutch situations for the most part. And we barely got to see him play in Philadelphia. He played one game, really got injured, had that silly moment where he tried to throw the ball and he held on to it, and the momentum and the force from it like knocked him down and it went viral. He came in and threw one garbage time pass in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the Kenny Pickett career to this point. I say this as, again, a self-own here, because I was so wrong about the guy. It's just, I've never now second-guessed myself and thought more about an opinion I had that I got wrong than with Pickett. I thought he was going to be, and you guys know this, I thought he was going to be the next great Steelers quarterback, and we're not even 5 years later. He's on his third team, and the people that are watching him do the simplest thing, which is play football in a t-shirt and shorts, are saying, don't really see it. Unimpressive. A fifth-round rookie looks better. How was I so wrong? And look, I was not the only person. I know people like to throw it in my face like, you were the only guy who believed in Kenny. You were the only one who thought he was going to be great. Let's constantly harangue you and call you out and call you names and attack now like my credibility because I was wrong about Kenny. For some people, is completely shot, even though the Steelers also got it wrong. I get like lambasted for how I felt about him, but I know I have to face the music because there's receipts online and I have to talk to you 4 hours a day. Others out there can pretend like they never thought Kenny was going to be good. I'm still flabbergasted that the Steelers, and others could be so hoodwinked by this guy. And I wrote down, how did I get this so wrong? I think the better question is, how did the Steelers get this so wrong? How did the Steelers use a top 25 pick on this guy? What did they see? I thought I saw a guy that elevated Pitt to unprecedented heights, and based on success from guys like Joe Burrow and Derek Carr, who weren't super-duper athletes with unbelievable arm strength, I thought he could be the accurate passer who played more traditional in the pocket quarterback. Read defenses, processed fast, those kind of things. And we were wrong. We being me and the Steelers. I won't lump you in because unless you're a caller who I hear from daily about this, I don't know exactly how you feel about it. 412-928-9370. Mike Florio going to join me in 25 minutes. Here is David on the fan. Hello, David.
Hi. You were asking about your car ride to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Earlier.
Wait, you actually have advice that will be helpful to me?
I hope so. I'm a father of seven.
Oh, my God. Congratulations on all your success.
And I've done long drives, not with all seven before, but with five of them. And we've found that we actually recently bought a toy from Target, which is like a rectangle thing, which has magnetic balls in it and a pen that picks up the balls, and you make different designs with it. And my two-year-old is really obsessed with it right now. She could spend over half an hour at a time just playing with it by herself.
Do you think I'm in for the car ride from hell, though? For 8 hours?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Thank you, David. I'll take brutal honesty here, I guess. Bob is in Allison Park. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Pony. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Bob, am I screwed?
Hey, I hope not. I think you're 50-50 here. I've got a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. My sister lives in Myrtle Beach.
Uh-huh.
So I've made that trip a few times with the boys. I would recommend stopping every couple hours. I think you're more in line for 10 hours versus 8.
Yeah.
But I would try to stop every couple of hours. Maybe you guys could do a little research in regard to the way down there.
Pick like activities, stretch your legs,
yeah, exactly.
Get lunch or something.
Pick a spot that's spaced out every couple, 3 hours. Take a break.
Do you have any advice on places to stop?
I don't know if you've ever been to the 9/11 Memorial in Somerset, but that's one of the first ones you might want to take a look at. You could drive through West Virginia, go into Deep Creek Lake, hang out in Garrett County for a couple hours.
That's not a bad one, Bob. Thank you. I mean, not to say that Somerset and what happened there and what's memorialized there isn't profound and something that everybody should do, but I just don't know. Actually, I do know. I don't think that my soon-to-be 2-year-old has the patience for that yet. Maybe someday. 412-928-9370. We'll take more phone calls on this. And how did the Steelers and how did I get Kenny Pickett so wrong, too? The reports out of Cleveland, he has been unremarkable in minicamp practice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Very athletic player, a guy who's had success, has won football games. There's a lot to like about Kenny, and he's young in his career. We feel like he has room to grow, and he works his tail off. He's got the right attitude. When that trade happened, I got a call immediately, speaking of from coaches, from Coach Narduzzi, and he loves him. I mean, absolutely loves him, and I can see what he loves about him. Just a really good kid, works hard at his craft, and again, is very young early into his career.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kenny Pickett, that was Kevin Stefanski, lavishing praise on him. The reporters are not impressed by him at all at Browns minicamp. And this is the period of the year where quarterbacks are supposed to put on a show. I remember 2 years ago with Pickett here, all of the insiders who were covering Steelers minicamp were drooling. And it was getting me so excited because it made me feel validated that, oh my God, he's actually going to do it. He is going to fulfill the promise. I said he's going to be the Steelers' next iconic quarterback. And it didn't happen. And there were plenty of reasons why, several of them out of Kenny's control. Stefanski's right. He did have a winning record here. Mike Tomlin went with Mason Rudolph at the end of that season, and Rudolph played well. So, I don't know. It's the thing I beat myself up the most for, to be honest with you. Just, man, I thought this guy was going to be incredible here, and now he's on his third team. And you've got Mike Florio, who's going to join us in less than 15 minutes, saying he thinks Kenny could get traded again before the season starts. He thinks he could be the odd man out there. It'd be insane to get traded three times before your rookie contract is up. I guess in one sense that means people want you, but also teams find you expendable and want to get rid of you. 412-928-9370. We also have just a deluge of people who are telling me that this Myrtle Beach trip I'm about to trek on needs to take place. I need to start it early in the morning. We cannot leave at 7 a.m. with a soon-to-be two-year-old. But that is going to be a colossal mistake.
So do you want to give me credit for telling you that originally?
Well, I told you that they're also, they must have ears wax or potatoes in their ear, because I'm saying the same thing to you again that I'll repeat to them. I don't think it's feasible. You're giving me an option that right now seems like an impossible one. So that really doesn't help me.
But that's your...
I can't get there that early because I don't have a place to go that early.
What do you mean you don't have a place to go that early?
We can't check into our house until later.
What time can you check into your house at?
I think late afternoon on Sunday.
Couldn't you check in earlier?
I don't know now. Now I'm starting to get my days crossed up.
Is it an Airbnb? Is it a hotel?
No, it's like a vacation home. Let me just put it this way. This idea of leaving so early is obviously something that I thought of, but my wife gave a very reasonable explanation for why we can't do it, but I was only half paying attention, and I don't remember exactly what it was. But I remember thinking to myself, huh, that makes sense. But when she was telling me that, I was probably watching something that was also keeping me... my attention divided in the moment. Why are you laughing? You're acting like you don't do that?
When people talk, I pay full attention.
You are... get out of here.
Just for the record.
Here is... John is on the fan. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'm from Xenopol. I just want to talk about the hockey situation.
Sure.
Well, I remember back when Lemieux came to this team... we had a lot of scrutiny of who was going to be the best GM to build around him.
Yeah.
Okay. We had Eddie Johnson, and then eventually, then we got Junior Arpiago as the coach, and Tony Esposito as the general manager. He was never trying to push Lemieux out, but Lemieux was so frustrated. I mean, he had his cast eventually with Patrick came in, and then...
sure. So this is a nice history lesson on the Penguins in the mid-80s, late-80s, and into the early-90s. But how is that? How do you want to apply it to what's going on right now?
Well, I just don't think getting McDavid would be the situation of getting trading away draft picks. Okay, I know Crosby could be the biggest gem of hockey he is.
Okay, so the hypothetical for people that are just tuning in is McDavid might get traded this offseason. It's at least something that appears to be on the table. And the hypothetical was, like the Gretzky trade... would you deal three first-round picks for Connor McDavid? And John in Zelianopoulos is saying no, if he ran the Penguins, he would not give up those picks for the best player in hockey. Do I hear that?
That's what you hear, yeah.
Okay. Well, John, call back again sometime. Here is the president of our lunatic fringe, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, fellas. How are you today?
Johnny, I saw Jack Sawyer and Will Howard last week. And I thought about you. I didn't mention you, but I thought about you when I saw them.
You didn't ask them if they knew me? You didn't ask them if they knew me?
Well, I figure you've already slipped in their DMs and invited them to get free haircuts and stuff, so I didn't feel like I needed to.
We're just a big family at the Ohio State. You know, we're close like that. But I have some BFF news that the Steelers fans aren't going to like to hear.
Breaking Barber football focus news?
Yes, breaking Barber football focus news.
And can you remind people what Barber football focus is for those that don't know?
Bubber Football Focus is actually it's a conclave of 10,000 barbers nation and worldwide putting together our foot. Yes, putting together our football knowledge to make owners and executives experts and giving them the ability to make more educated guesses.
Has it proven to be more reliable than the competitor Pro Football Focus?
Yes, it is actually 100% more accurate than the minor PFF.
Hmm. Okay, so Barber Football Focus, how many barbers was it again?
10,000 barbers.
10,000 from around the world sharing their football knowledge. And what is the breaking news with it?
Veteran-owned Barber Football Focus, by the way.
Oh, so supporting veterans.
Yes, always.
Well, I appreciate all of your service and everything you've done to protect us.
Well, thank you very much. I did it for college money.
Now, what are you going to tell us about this breaking news?
The breaking news is our algorithm has come up with a statistic on TJ Watt that is going to probably crush the Steeler fans and puts Myles Garrett head and shoulders above TJ Watt.
10,000 barbers have invented an algorithm for football?
Several algorithms.
Okay. And what does this algorithm say that TJ Watt is what?
Well, what we did is we averaged the number of snaps per year in each of their careers and how many three and outs they've produced and how many times that they've had to stay on the field after third down.
And there was shocking data?
Oh, shocking data, yes. You're talking JT Watt's been padding his stats. He's like a WNBA player padding his stats. And it seems Myles Garrett has produced much more. He's not on the field as much. You're talking almost 200 plays per season. That's like another additional player.
But that sounds like that's a Myles Garrett problem where he can't get himself on the field as much as Watt, that he doesn't have the endurance of a Watt. Has the algorithm taken that into account?
No. It's the polar opposite. It's TJ Watt couldn't get the Steelers off the field on third down. You know, they every team would get a sustained drive.
Has the algorithm spit out how much money the Steelers should pay TJ Watt per year?
$1 more than... he's not going to get Myles Garrett money, of course.
So that's what the algorithm has determined, that he will...
The algorithm, it says 100% he's not getting Myles Garrett money. There's one sucker in the NFL, and that's called Cleveland. Mm. Myles Garrett found his sucker. TJ hasn't found his sucker yet.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you. Here is... Wow. That's always a trip. Here is Robbie next. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Robbie. I do have a hard time ripping that business, though, if it is run by veterans, because I have so much respect for what veterans have done for our country, Rob. Would you agree with that?
Hello?
Hi, thank you, Rob. Next up is Don in Canonsburg. Hello, Don.
It's hard as it's ever been.
Goodbye, Don. Here is Sean in Bridgeville. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Pony, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, a couple things. Number one, we've made the vacation trip with three kids, grandkids, many times
Look
over the years. And so when we're taking the kids, we would tend to do, and I understand you're saying, hey, because of certain scheduling that you can't go at night, but that is the answer.
I know.
The answer is to leave late at night, drive through the night, let the kids sleep as much as possible. But you got to plan it out, Pony. You got to plan it out so that when you get there, even though you may not be able to check in until 3 o'clock or so, you make some activities. You get your shopping done. You spend a little time at the beach, then check in.
That's a great point. You go to the supermarket. You get all the things you need for the week right then and there. That'll take some time.
Sure.
That's a fabulous idea.
Another plan, Pony, would be to go halfway. And then break it up a little bit so you got a 4-hour ride in the morning, 4-hour ride at night, and spend a little time outside the town somewhere.
Now, so you've done this specifically to Myrtle Beach or to other places, Sean?
Well, we typically go to like Stone Harbor, New Jersey.
Oh yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, it's 6.5 hours, and any more that we're older, we'd like to break the trip up anyway.
Cool. All right, Sean. Thank you. Eddie Spaghetti is next. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, Tony, sleeping pills for your daughter.
I can't give a 2-year-old sleeping pills.
Talk to your pediatrician, and there's some kind of cold medicine or something you could probably give her.
So just knock her out with drugs? That's your advice?
What drugs if your pediatrician, like a NyQuil?
I understand
children?
That, but that's still a drug. A NyQuil is a drug. I don't know. I mean, hey, you're throwing crap against the wall. I don't blame you for coming up with some thoughts or ideas for me here. I actually appreciate you doing that, but I don't know. That seems like a tough sell, Dom. Let's just drug you?
I thought it was a good idea.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
By the way, Callis absolutely, the more and more I think about it, was in cahoots with NBC. He really was. And the statement and the way he like responded to Starkey and Pompeiani when they were talking about it yesterday, he's acting like somebody who knows he got caught. And he's trying to like galvanize this like minority in terms of like a small group of people who are very vocal minority to support his cause and like attack you now.
Yeah,
it's a very mean thing that he's doing, actually.
I almost don't want to comment on it because
you don't want to give it more credit than it deserves or more attention than it deserves. I get that.
I mean, he's insulted me on the show.
Oh, I know. It's really
social media's been abusive for him.
Look, here's the thing. I look at it, okay? So he thinks he's so much better than you, right, Dom? Would you agree with that?
Oh, easily.
So why is he punching down?
It's a great question.
Why isn't he taking the high road with you? You're a former intern. What kind of example is he setting for Jack, the intern who's in there?
Terrible.
Right, exactly.
He's not even responding to my texts, and he's the morning show producer. You gotta set an example here. You gotta lead the group of
producers.
He's
honestly acting like a stain on our business right now. And I didn't want to say that because I feel like I've helped launch his career, but this really is an embarrassing look by him. Just come out and say, I did it. And I wanted to get my 15 minutes of fame, and the station sounded good, and I sounded good, and there's nothing wrong with that. Be honest. Okay, the cover-up is worse than the crime, and that's exactly what he's doing right now.
But I think he's enjoying all of this because it's extended now. His exposure on NBC.
Well, right,
and now
because like
thing.
I said, he's the Pied Piper of these morons who think that he's like God's gift to broadcasting. I honestly think they're bots and fake accounts that he's created. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Mike Florio is going to be with us in a minute. Going to talk to him about a bunch of different Steelers things. Looking forward to that. But first, I'm going to tell you guys right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the NBA. Look, tomorrow night could be the end. This is the end of this Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder series. It's been all Thunder in Game 5. The way they pulled away in Game 4, that big fourth quarter, they're going to go to Indiana. They're going to be a favorite in that game. And I take them, especially when you factor in Halliburton's injury now for Indiana with the calf injury. So you get started on FanDuel with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Andrew to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Andrew. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pennsylvania. I'm up to my eyeballs right now and people tweeting, texting, and commenting on YouTube about the way to make this drive to Myrtle Beach this weekend with my wife and 2-year-old daughter easier. But everyone is offering up the same solution that I can't do, and that's to leave at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't leave that early. My wife gave me a reason why. I don't remember what that reason was because I wasn't paying attention. But there was a reason given.
You're still not giving me credit for that being my first idea for you.
I know, but it's not something that makes it a fix. So I appreciate that you were considerate enough to think about how to make my life easier with a 2-year-old for 9 hours in the car. But having her sleep through the whole thing is something that we just can't do for some reason. I don't know what that reason is, and I'm afraid to text my wife and ask her why, because then she's going to know that I wasn't listening to her.
You got to ask. You got to ask.
Mike Florio is back with us, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist. Mike, also brought to you by JP Roofing & Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, have you ever made a long drive with a little kid in the car?
Yes.
Any advice besides leave early while the kid is sleeping?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Make sure that the kid is constantly occupied with something. Back when we did it, when my son was two, we went to Disney World.
Oh, God.
And we actually bought a small TV VCR combo so he could watch movies on the old VCR tape. That's how long ago it was, to keep him occupied in the car. Leave early, let him sleep, and when he's awake, make sure there's stuff he can watch the whole way. That's the key.
Mike, I want to also bring up, before we get into the football stuff, on Father's Day, my wife and daughter wanted to go down to Ogilvy. We like it down there a lot in Wheeling. We had no idea that you guys got pounded the way that you did by those storms. We're driving around, and everything's closed. I knew it was bad when Sheetz wasn't open. I'm like, oh my God, if this place said we can't do business right now. And so we've seen pictures on the news up here in Pittsburgh. I hope everything's okay with your family and friends, because it was just sad to see the amount of devastation. I have no idea how that happened there. It was just wild.
Well, we live in Bridgeport now. I grew up in Wheeling where it all happened.
Yeah.
But in Bridgeport, it was nothing. I woke up Sunday and I started to see images of the flooding in Wheeling. It's like, what in the world is going on here? And actually, one of my friends that I've known 50 years, his car was in the shop in one of the areas that got hit, and his car got washed away and totaled. So,
man,
a lot of damage, 7 deaths, and there was still at least one person who was missing. Just incredible how quickly the water rose, and it was 3 to 4 inches of rain in 40 minutes. Just horrible. The road up to Ogilvy, Route 88 there, that got hit. A lot of areas got hit with that torrential downpour, flash flooding. Terrifying how powerful water can be.
TJ Watt. So we know he's not there. We've got Micah Parsons talking now about his deal. Do you think there's a chance that Watt wants to be last, because it drives up the price if Hendrickson and or Parsons get paid before he does?
Absolutely. There's benefit now to the player in letting others go first. And one guy that I'd forgotten about is Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions. He's in line for a second contract. Now, he's coming off of a serious leg injury, but he's checked all the boxes, and he's in line. So any of these guys, it pays to go after the ones who are already getting paid, but you want to get your deal done before you put yourself in any type of harm's way. So the drop-dead deadline for all of them should be week one, but there may be some hesitation among the agents because they can be very competitive. I'm going to do my deal, and then I'm going to get leapfrogged by the next guy. That's a very real concern, and I think the longer the TJ waits at this point, the better for him. Same as Micah, to a lesser extent with Trey Hendrickson, because he's not going to come in top of the market, but still, go ahead and let the top of the market go as high as it'll get, and that gives you a chance to come even higher than you would have been.
There was a report in The Athletic on Browns practice that said that among the quarterbacks there throwing in shorts and a t-shirt, that Kenny Pickett was, quote, pretty unremarkable. Mike, I know you wrote this week, you think there's actually a chance that he could be the odd man out and get traded again a third time in 4 years.
Well, think about how this all came to be. Early in the offseason, the first move the Browns made when they had nothing at quarterback was to trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a quarterback they drafted out of UCLA in round 5 a couple of years ago, for Kenny Pickett. He was the safety school. He was the placeholder. Everything after that, I think you could argue, supplants him. They add Joe Flacco. They draft two guys. And they're putting out the idea now. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com had the story recently that they might carry 4 on the 53-man roster all the way through the end of the season. I don't buy that. I think they're trying to build some leverage so they can move one of these guys. They're not going to trade the two rookies. They want to see which one of those guys can become the future. Flacco's the fan favorite, who doesn't need a lot of practice reps to be ready to go. Pickett, to me, has always been the most obvious choice to be traded before training camp. I think they'd like to do it. And one of the ways you maximize your value is to create the impression you don't want to trade him.
Mike, how long have you been with NBC now?
16 years as of July 1.
Okay, I want to see if you can help us with an internal issue here, big time, massive conflict at our radio station. So, and you're a lawyer too, so this is perfect. So on Sunday, I don't know if you were watching the U.S. Open. They did a big dramatic open to the tournament, the final round. It's played in Pittsburgh, where this is where the steel industry was. You got to be tough. You got to be rough. You got to be blue collar to win at Oakmont. And they have Michael Keaton narrate this. But before Michael Keaton starts his narration, they had a theatrical presentation where an actor was dressed up like a steel worker, gets into his car, going to work in the morning, and turns on the radio, and it's our radio station. Now, the first voice, the first voice you're going to hear is someone who works here. I'm going to play it for you quick.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
And then Keaton gets into it. So now I'm going to give you more story. That voice is a producer from our morning show who also does a pre-show from 5 to 5:40. Now, this is where you come in. There's an allegation that's been made that NBC emailed him for audio to start that segment, and instead of going to get the host saying the station name, he went and got his own voice to do it because he wanted his 15 minutes of fame on the U.S. Open broadcast in front of Michael Keaton. His defense has been NBC just did this on its own. They didn't email me for audio. Mike, I find that very hard to believe that somebody at NBC would just comb through our radio station hours of audio to find an exact clip like that and not use a resource here like a producer. You've worked for NBC for almost two decades. Tell us how the sausage gets made, please, in a situation like this.
I can tell you from my own experience, and I'm very reluctant to get in the middle of anything that doesn't involve me, but I will tell you this. Super Bowl 52, right around there when we were in Minneapolis, there were broadcasts that were done from the site of the Super Bowl, and the show This Is Us, remember the popular NBC
that was based
show,
in Pittsburgh too. Yep.
They were doing the digital version of the broadcast show, and I think for the broadcast show, they used a clip from Dan Patrick's show. For the digital version, for whatever reason, they needed to use a clip from my show. Mm-hmm. And it's NBC. I figured they don't have to ask.
Yep.
They were very thorough about communicating and asking, and are you okay with this? And do we have your permission to use it? So my own experience is when my own network is using content that NBC owns, they bend over backwards to make sure that it's okay.
Wow.
So draw whichever conclusions you may from that.
And we will. Mike, hope everybody you know down in West Virginia is doing okay, and we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
See you, pal.
There you go, Mike Florio. Dom, we got our answer there. That is a terrible look for Callis. Can you please cut the question to him the way I set it up so nothing gets lost in confusion and no one alleges or calls me out for twisting it or putting it in a certain way? And his answer?
I can absolutely do that for you.
That's about as damning as it gets.
Well,
he works for NBC, and they said, hey, before we pull this audio, pretty please can we use it, and is this okay with you? They actually own that. They don't own what Callis did. It's a different media company. You're telling me they would just take it?
And then that's where
He sent the clip of himself. I've never been more convinced than right now.
If Mike Florio, who is one of the biggest faces of NBC, if they're going to him and being very, very careful to ask him about using audio,
yep,
there is no way they come here and just randomly pluck audio.
I'm with you, man.
From obscurity.
Wow. Callis keeps digging himself a deeper and deeper and deeper hole on this one. All right.
And you know what? If Callis is going to be a jerk about this, then he can just leave it to himself and stop talking about us, because he looks terrible right now.
He does.
He's getting always minions to attack us. He's trying to turn Crowley against us, and it's not working.
Well, but you know what, though? That's what politicians do. And he ran for office, and he lost. He's called me out and said, how about you try to be, likable? Callis, if you were so likable, you would have won your friggin' election. Okay, let's just, that's literally a popularity contest and you lost. So let's not throw stones at glass houses anymore. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.